You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, August 22nd. Well, Celebrity Cruises is canceling its 24-25 South America program as the Celebrity Equinox is relocating to Port Canaveral. Now, we announced this last week that the ship will be sailing one season from Port Canaveral. Initially set to sail Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile from November 2024 into March of 25, the ship is now going to sail seven-night Caribbean sailings from Port Canaveral. The South American season had trips planned to Uruguay, the Falkland Islands, and Antarctica. It was also slated for a 16-night transatlantic journey from Portugal to Brazil. And MSC Maravia departed Brooklyn in the New York City area for her first cruise to Bermuda. In a little over 3 weeks, the ship will then pivot and start sailing her season of Canada and New England voyages. Now, calls on the New England region will include Boston, Portland, Halifax in Nova Scotia, St. John in New Brunswick, and Charlottetown. This is MSC's first ship to home port in New York City year-round at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, and by the end of this year, MSC will have five ships based on the East Coast, including Seascape, Divina, Seashore, Magnificia, and the Brooklyn-based Maravia. And Disney Cruise Line will reveal more on its new ship, the Disney Treasure. On Thursday, August 30th at 11 Eastern, via social media channels, guests can watch what Disney is calling Unlocking the Disney Treasure. Adventure awaits on board Disney's newest ship. That's a mouthful. The line is also expected to release some never-before-seen details about the ship, including dining on board. This is Disney's sixth ship, and it's currently being constructed at Meyerwerf Shipyard in Germany. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 15.71. Royal Caribbean flat 99.27, but up slightly. And Norwegian up 2%, 17.01. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.